We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, loving viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television airs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6, Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, Asiasat 5 and Asiasat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 30 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, we have a new cable channel in Bogota, channel 44 on Via Vision de Villa Mayor. In Paraguay, we have three new cable channels in Asunción, channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazu, channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazu. And in Hernanderias, channel 41 on TV Cable Hernanderias. Also in Paraguay, in Ciudad del Este, channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV and channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, channel 21 on Khan Altair Cable TV. In Erdenet City, channel Z26 on Hartenga Cable TV and channel 50 on Himore Cable TV. In Sukhbator Siling Province, channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Dakhan Ur Province, channel 8 on Dakhan Broadcasting System. In Shah, channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar Supervision, channel 47 and Orange Cable Company, channel 65. In Hotul on channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. Channel 35 on multimedia on demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on Netwave Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yongjia Le Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 96 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jinmen County, channel 102 on Mengcheng Cable TV.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows currently. Up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the United Nations sponsored a conference in France on the media's role in raising awareness about climate change. In good governance news, mandatory alcohol testing programs for truck and bus drivers in the USA lead to significant improvement in road safety. In Veg News, Singapore Management University students promote the vegetarian diet. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, October 28th, is the Czech Republic's National Day, celebrating the founding of the state of Czechoslovakia in 1918, which later became the Czech Republic and Slovakia. Well known for its architecture, the Czech Republic contains Gothic, Renaissance, Baroque and modern styles. This Central European country's rich cultural heritage can be seen in more than 2,000 preserved castles and chateaux. Some of its eminent composers include Bedřich Smetana, Antonín Novák and Leoš Janá Hacek. We wish the peace-loving people of the Czech Republic a festive National Day.
Fly-in news. Storm takes a life in Australia. On Monday, the state of New South Wales was lashed by high winds and torrential downpours that left 100 millimetres of rain in parts of Australia's most populated state. 900 homes in Sydney were left without power from downed electricity lines. State emergency officials answered some 80 calls for help due to flash floods and damaged roofs. Australian state officials, we are grateful for your assistance to those in need. Our sympathies for the life lost, as we pray that such weather extremities are eased through our gentler, eco-friendly actions.
South Korea offers relief aid to North Korea. Prepared by the Red Cross, South Korea's $3.5 million assistance includes 10,000 metric tons of corn and other food, as well as medical supplies. The support will focus on the care of children, expectant mothers, and others who are most in need. Our sincere thanks and heaven bless South Korea for your kind generosity toward brethren in North Korea. Blessed be your countries in ever-expanding cooperation, prosperity, and peace.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Philippine employees released. Six staff members of the Environment and Natural Resources Department of the Philippines were freed on Sunday, October 25th. Negotiations with the National Commission on Indigenous Peoples led to an unconditional release of the workers. We are relieved to know of the peaceful freedom of the six employees, wishing them happy homecomings as we pray for harmony and tranquility among all Philippine people.
Chinese miners rescued. Three coal miners were rescued on Sunday after being stranded underground for 8 days in northern Shaanxi province in China. The shaft collapsed on October 17th, with 24 out of the 27 workers managing to escape at the time of the accident. The three miners survived from being able to find a water source and sufficient ventilation until they were found. After being rescued, they were taken to the hospital and reported to be in stable condition. Rescue workers, our heartfelt thanks for your life-saving efforts, and we thank heaven for the safety of the three miners. May they all enjoy many celebrations of life in the loving circle of family and friends.
U.S. talk show host Ellen DeGeneres features vegan food tips. To share the benefits and tasteful delights of the plant-based diet, vegan comedian Ellen DeGeneres has begun sharing meal preparation tips on her Emmy Award-winning TV show. During the first two episodes, personal chef Roberto Martin demonstrated how to make a traditional Mexican taco dish using vegan meat substitutes, as well as a classic American-themed vegan field roast, mashed potatoes, and grilled vegetables. Vegan recipes and product information are posted on the show's host's website at www.ellentv.com. Bravo, and our sincere thanks, Ellen DeGeneres and Chef Roberto Martin, for making vegan eating more accessible. May your shining efforts inspire millions to embrace the joy and fun of delicious and compassionate vegan fare.
Beneficial phytochemicals found in plant-based foods. According to a U.S. study, many substances that are unique to fresh fruits and vegetables help protect against obesity and other diseases. Examples include lycopene from tomatoes, isoflavones from soy, and beta-carotene in carrots, all of which contain properties that help in maintaining optimal weight and health. Lead author Dr. Heather K. Vincent found that although the caloric intake was similar between the people who emerged with normal weight versus the obese participants, those who maintained normal weight consumed more phytochemicals. Dr. Vincent advised, regardless of age and body size, keep going back to the purer plant-based foods. Dr. Vincent and colleagues, we appreciate your findings and sage recommendations. May everyone optimize their intake of wholesome plant-based foods for the well-being that comes with glowing health.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing, a solution for world hunger, free up 3.4 billion hectares of land, free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply, consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production, reduces pollution from untreated animal waste, maintains cleaner air, saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming, plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/beveg.
Burmese leader speaks of national reconciliation. Addressing fellow representatives at the recent Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, summit in Thailand, Prime Minister Thein Sein spoke of his openness to the help of detained democracy leader Daw Aung San Suu Kyi in reunifying Myanmar, also known as Burma. During the meeting, which concluded on Sunday, ASEAN members also wrote a statement calling for next year's national elections in Burma to be free and fair. "We are glad for Your Excellency's openness to the diplomatic advancement of your country. Daw Aung San Suu Kyi, we wish you the best of health and vitality now and ever."
Save Our Planet 2009 EMA Awards honor the creative and eco-conscious. The renowned U.S.-based Environmental Media Associations, or EMA, 20th Annual Awards Ceremony was held last Sunday in Los Angeles, USA. Supreme Master Television was there on location.
This is Supreme Master Television at Paramount Studios in lovely Los Angeles, California. We're here at the 2009 Environmental Media Association Awards. There are many wonderful celebrities coming through here tonight to help give their support to the Earth.
The single most important action is to be aware that what we do affects the planet.
This year's EMA Award recipients include British billionaire, entrepreneur, and founder of Virgin Group Ltd., Sir Richard Branson, Centropolis Entertainment, the production company that created Hollywood's first carbon-neutral film, The Day After Tomorrow, and American vegan singer Jason Mraz, known for his green touring.
I think if everybody could just cut out beef, that would most likely save the rainforest, because the main reason the rainforests have been cut down is that more and more farmers are cutting them down in order to create big cattle plantations. Hello, I'm Richard Branson. You're watching Supreme Master Television.
Among the many celebrities who graced the green carpet, including Oscar-nominated actor Harrison Ford and Cedric the Entertainer, were proponents of the eco-friendly veg lifestyle, such as famed vegan singer Alanis Morissette and others.
I've been vegetarian since I was 10, and my whole family is vegetarian, so obviously we're big animal lovers. Hi, I'm Lindsay Broad. Be veg, go green, and save the planet.
You know, it's time that people realize that, you know, we don't need animals to eat. We're not in the dark ages anymore. And it's possible to get as much protein as you need through other forms and even vegetables.
Hi, I'm Frances Fisher. I'm a vegetarian. Be veg, go green, and save the planet. Save yourself.
We're destroying our planet because we're not green. Because we're not, you know, eating vegan like we should be.
How long have you been vegetarian?
30 years. Hi, I'm Mary Lou Hanner, author of The Total Health Makeover. Be veg, go green, save the planet.
Be veg, go green, save the planet.
Congratulations, shining honorees of the EMA Awards. May fame, art, and media continue to serve their noble roles in helping humanity awaken to harmonious, life-saving ways.
Save our planet. Lord Stern says to give up meat to save the planet. In an interview featured on the front page of the United Kingdom's Tuesday, October 27th issue of The Times, Lord Nicholas Stern, a global authority on climate change, stated that people need to consider going vegetarian to overcome climate change.
Lord Stern, who has previously served as chief economist of the World Bank and as advisor to the United Kingdom, published the Stern Review, an analysis of the economics of climate change. He is now warning that unless actions change, the future holds temperature rises of 5 degrees Celsius, which will cause southern Europe to become a desert and require hundreds of millions of people to move, leading to global conflict. Explaining that such a crisis would come very quickly, he stated, "Meat is a wasteful use of water and creates a lot of greenhouse gases. It puts enormous pressure on the world's resources. A vegetarian diet is better."
Our heartfelt thanks, Lord Stern, for your forthright call for the shift to a veg diet. We applaud your courage and honesty and pray that climate change experts and leaders around the globe join in the planet-saving vegan diet.
The benefits and planetary need for a plant-based lifestyle have been affirmed on many occasions by Supreme Master Ching Hai, as during an April 2009 video conference in South Korea.
Some governments already have policies in place and are encouraging people to go green. But my only concern is that the changes are not happening quickly enough. We really need to stop global warming now, like yesterday. Because I'm sorry to say that while all these green changes are good, there is still one action that must be on the top of the list, the most important one, which once again is the vegan diet. The greenness of all the green policy, the greenness of all the green action, the most compassionate, the most heroic, the life-saving action. The vegan diet. It will eliminate methane, one of the most heat-trapping greenhouse gases. And this will cool the planet the fastest and give us more time to exercise our green policy or find better technology. This is the most valuable step, the vegan step, that the government could make, could encourage, could pass into law, could inform the people at large. This is the realistic way, the only way that I know, the only way that I see that we can save the planet right now.
Save our planet. Signs of a returning Aral Sea. Once the fourth largest freshwater body in the world, water diversion projects and global warming had caused the Aral Sea to shrink 80% in just the last 3 years.
However, restoration efforts by Kazakhstan that include partnering with World Bank for a retaining dam have resulted in one portion now accumulating fresh water over areas that have become desert. The rising water has cooled the regional climate and lowered salinity levels as well. Many thanks, Kazakhstan and World Bank, for your efforts to revive the Aral Sea. May we continue to see such environmental renewals through our greater awareness and respect for Mother Nature.
Save Our Planet. Professor Bob Pressey of the Centre of Excellence for Reef Studies in Australia urges for more protection from overfishing in the Pacific Ocean as satellite technology reveals the harsh reality of their decline.
Save Our Planet, the Los Angeles Times in California, USA, reports on a growing number of persons entering African refugee camps who are not fleeing war or persecution but are being forced to leave their homes due to climate change-induced drought.
Hello friends, I'm Croaky the Vegan Frog. Would you like to hear a veg tip? Halloween, which is just around the corner, and many other festivals and holidays are a great time to share tasty vegan candies. There are lollipops, candy bars, chocolates, and marshmallows, just to name a few of these animal-free sweets. They can be found online and in some grocery stores. Thank you for tuning in, and thank you for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now the weather around our beautiful globe.
Environmental news. An international meeting discusses the media's role in raising awareness about climate change. The broadcast media and climate change, a public service remit, was organized by the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO, and UN Environment Program. To facilitate public understanding of global warming, the conference brought together over 180 national broadcasters, significant international broadcasting associations and scientific groups to the UNESCO headquarters in Paris, France. Participants agreed on increased collaboration and enhanced production and distribution of relevant audiovisual materials to developing countries. Furthermore, they concurred that humanity must have access to correct information in order to survive.
C'est une urgence mondiale, je crois que notre rôle à tous, parce que nous sommes journalistes, nous sommes des directeurs de médias, mais nous sommes aussi des êtres humains, nous sommes tous concernés par ce problème.
Our sincere appreciation, United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization and UN Environment Program for this important event. May all media work together to share worldwide the most effective solution to halting climate change, as proposed by Supreme Master Qinghai and eminent scientists. Be organic vegan.
In good governance news, a USA study shows alcohol testing leads to significant improvement in road safety. Research conducted by the Mailman School of Public Health of New York and the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health of Baltimore appraised the effect of a 1991 law requiring certain transportation employees to be checked for alcohol consumption. Lead author Ms. Joan Brady said, "Results from this new study suggest that implementation of the mandatory alcohol testing programs in the U.S. has substantially reduced alcohol-impaired driving by motor carrier drivers. Our thankfulness, Ms. Joan Brady and colleagues, Mailman School of Public Health and the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health, for highlighting some of the benefits of adopting an alcohol-free lifestyle. May we soon see consumption of only substances which lead to health and clarity. Coming up on Noteworthy News, People for Animal Welfare in Singapore promotes the vegetarian diet. We'll give the dog a hug and be right back. More forward-thinking news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, concerning news for a loving world. In Veg News, Singapore Management University students advocate adopting the gentle plant-based diet. People for Animal Welfare, or PAW, ask their fellow classmates to reduce their meat consumption by eating vegetarian one day a week.
Today, we're having this booth here to promote cutting down less meat intake for students at SMU. So we actually have this... We have this pledge card thing that says love them the right way, because we want to advocate people to love animals the right way and stop eating them.
Paul hopes that by experiencing the benefits of eating plant-based meals, those joining the pledge will transition to a vegetarian diet every day of the week. Our hats off to you, People for Animal Welfare at Singapore Management University, and all participants for your dedication to compassionate living. May an animal-free lifestyle soon be chosen by all to safeguard our home planet and the myriad life which she supports.
Let's enjoy a joke told in Tayal, entitled Shopping Plan.
Aki sobeng asan mo, chu kutu mise, veh virun kori, ketan mako kutu yava ni kelaki ni ama vaji kaya, minas ku veh naha kasa, yava kasa nanu virun ni chuni leman miru kutu levan ro chuni shantamas, tuaya nela kuman laki ni maha, vakon suga, minuku ta vaji lega, vafau ni yatan ha solun mo vaji le.
And now for our viewers' hotline.
Dear Supreme Master Television, I unexpectedly caught your website while looking for something meaningful to do in my life. Many actions must be taken to save our planet and to appeal and encourage humans before it is too late. Of course, I do love our planet like you, and I do want to do something that I can to be with you for saving this loving home. I have planted 8 young trees for shade and decoration around my house. I think this is not much to count, but many trees being grown like these do count. Kim from Au Lạc, or Vietnam.
Eco-conscious Kim, you are so right. Every bit helps. Thank you for your heartline and the trees you have planted. We are glad you found our channel. The greatest help anyone can offer to Mother Earth at this urgent point is to be organic, vegan, and share the information with as many people as possible that we must adopt the benevolent plant-based diet to ensure the future of our planet. With all world citizens being united in this mission, we can do it. With blessings to you and all your kind Olaxis co-citizens.
Do you have a hotline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May peace and joy fill your heart.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Russian President Dmitry Medvedev addressed the concerns of three political parties other than his own, speaking in favor of changing election laws to allow greater representation of smaller parties in parliament.
The U.S. Army grants an exemption to Sikh Captain Kamaljeet Singh Khalsi, thus allowing him to serve on active duty while wearing a turban and beard to honor his religious faith.
The New York Coalition for Healthy School Food in the USA, working to implement the healthy organic plant-based diet in New York schools, holds a fundraising event during which their acclaimed delicious vegan food was served.
The World Bank approves a $350 million donation to Ethiopia to support the Productive Safety Net Program, or PSNP, which helps less fortunate families achieve food security.
12-year-old Jordan Hood, who is being treated for leukemia at the Palmetto Health Children's Hospital in South Carolina, USA, starts a food drive at the hospital to help less fortunate families during the holiday season.
Motivated by the Nigerian government's willingness to participate in peace talks, the Movement for the Emancipation of the Niger Delta, or MEND, renews its ceasefire.
Professor Maital Zilberman of Tel Aviv University in Israel develops a biologically active structure made from soluble fibers that can help regenerate lost or missing bones in humans.
Scientists at University of California, Los Angeles in the USA find that brain activity patterns are enhanced in middle age and senior adults who are introduced and gain experience on the internet.
The European Union donates $64 million as part of the European Neighborhood and Partnership Instrument to assist Lebanon in improving human rights, democracy, demining, and education.
Iran launches www.quransite.ir, the first Quranic website that allows visitors to search over 360 sites for Islamic teachings and records to further enrich their understanding of Islamic culture.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/MWN.